Blog Talk Radio.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
And I'm saying, if you're trying to make having bitches a business, you already fucked.
You're listening to your number one radio station.
Rosebud, Bitter Dope.
Are you a Macaholic? Sitting game to a lady. Will you take a grip tonight? Can you keep a loose one, baby? Even if it takes all night.
Ooh-wee.
There it is, goddammit. We here. We ready, and we getting busy. I just want to check something right quick, just to make sure. God damn it. Sean, can you hear me, man?
You know it. You know it.
All right, man. Cool. Hey, check it out, you guys. I got so much shit going on. Now, Sidewalk University, that shit is ready. All the shit I've been telling you about. You got to go on my page, my Facebook page. There's going to be an email, and it's going to start out with 11-21-52. Now, that's the email to the doggone group. The way I thought I could hook it up with my Ask Rosebud email, I can't do it. I can't even use the same email. So I had to make another one, and that's the one you have to send the information to as far as to verify that you got the course 1.0, 2.0, and 3.0 so that I could just log you in. You send that shit to me, I'll send you the request, you'll be in, and it's cool. So, you know, welcome to this goddamn Down and Dirty show. You know, we here, we kicking it, and everything we do from this point on, man, is going to be relevant. It's always been relevant, but it's going to be more relevant because I'm going to be in my teaching mode. Because, God damn it, anytime I be in that damn Council of Extraordinary Men group, y'all going to have things to do. Now, you know the call-in number, 657-383-0809. Call in, punch one, ask whatever you want to ask, and let's just kick you, God damn it, you know. This show is brought to you by AskRosebud.com, you know, and you can find whatever you need as far as information, as far as tools, as far as how to do what you want to do. So fucking call in, 657-383-0809. And I also want to remind you to tune in to the Ask Rosebud show, Sundays, 6 o'clock. I'm telling you, my shit is going all good. Everything about it. What I'm not liking is that I don't get enough participation. That's why I got this group. And I ain't going to even care about the radio show. If you don't want to talk on the radio show, you just don't talk. And if you ain't in the group, you ain't going to get so I don't know how you're going to do it. Just, I think you should do it. If you don't think you should do it, don't. All right, listen. The number one thing that all you guys should have gotten from fucking with me. And that's a different way or a different take on how to get at a motherfucking woman or women. I see you, 615. I'm coming right at you. What's up, man?
What's up, bud? Shit, you wanted to participate. I had a statement. We really had a scenario, really.
Come on.
Yeah. All right. Man, I'm trying to see, man, how I keep both of my nuts. I got my lady, she got my baby, and she be talking crazy damn motherfucker. Usually I just leave, but since the baby's involved, it makes it a little bit more difficult.
Why is that?
See, usually she told me, she was like, you live here. Usually when she say that, I just go to my house. It don't trip on it.
Yeah, but wait,
baby.
Man. I don't want to know that. I want to know why is it difficult for you to leave because you had a baby. Are you leaving the baby when you leave?
Nah. Well, yeah.
So why is it difficult? Man, you ain't leaving the baby. You are not going to be in the same place the baby is in. But if you never went
right.
there, and if you never ever went to your baby's mama's house, and your baby mama would come to your house or whatever, and y'all still had that baby, you would still be her daddy?
Right.
Just because you left the house, when that goddamn bitch get bitchy and say shit, and you take it, you letting her know she can use that baby against you. You letting her know it.
All right.
So what I'm saying is, and don't get me wrong, I ain't saying say fuck your baby. No, man, when it's fucked up, you ain't got to be there. I'm gone. Shit. That don't mean you're going to stop taking care of your daughter or son or whoever it is. You got to understand, if you create it, it's created. And you're going to have to deal with it. Because that bullshit you said is created by you and some shit you thinking.
Okay. I get it, bud. I get it.
You understand that? I ain't leaving her. I'm just leaving her. No, you leaving her silly shit. You don't want to be around that shit. And you don't want the baby hearing you get spoke to any kind of goddamn way anyway.
Right.
So you make sure when you do have to stand up the next time, you know, just let her know, girl, I've been trying to, you know, put up with your goddamn bullshit ever since, you know, my little girl was born or my little boy was born. But you just keep it on with it, so I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to take care of my business as a dad, and I ain't fucking with you no more. And leave. You don't have to not fuck with her no more, but you have to tell her that goddamn shit and get the fuck out of there so that bitch can suffer while you're gone. But then when you come over to bring some milk or some diapers or whatever, she's going to be wanting to kick it. Nah, bitch, I ain't fucking with you. I ain't letting my daughter or my son hear no disrespectful ass shit going on that I'm participating in. So whatever you need, let me know. We'll be cool. She don't want that, man.
Right. That's what's up.
What do you think about that? Do you think she want that?
Hell nah, she don't want that shit. That hurt her feelings right there. She don't want that shit.
Yeah, so what I'm saying, brother, is when do you supposed to use your mind and handle shit? After you call and talk to me? Come on. You know, I didn't even do a show last week because of technical difficulties. And the Sunday before that, it was my birthday and shit. So shit, something could happen and you ain't. You can't be waiting no 2 weeks or 3 weeks before you know what you're going to do.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying?
I do.
You left but what?
I was kind of like fucked up with it. I was like, damn, I'm leaving my baby. That's why I was messed up with it.
How old is your baby?
He's a newborn. He's like maybe 7, maybe a week.
Oh, he that new man? He's a week old?
Yeah. About a week.
Bruh. I'm glad you called. You should be too. Just stop the shit right now. It ain't even been going on long enough to even be a problem. You seen it? You want to check it? Check it. Don't think about checking it. Check it. Let her know, look, girl, if you want to continue fucking with me, woo-woo. Now, whatever she say after that, then you got to stand on what you said. If she's complacent and want to do everything right, well, all right, then, you know, whatever. But if she start talking about this and that and explaining why she acting like she acting, then you just tell her, well, you can go ahead and act like that. But I ain't being around it. I want my son to see a strong father. At all times. So rather than argue with you, baby, don't you think it would be cool? Then she's just going to have to agree that she's either going to straighten up or you don't suppose to be around. Either or, man. That's a win-win for you because if you do it like that, every time you want to be around that motherfucking baby. You walk, hey, can I come get my boy and take? Yeah, come. She going to want you to come get me. You know, because she's going to want to try to, you know, trick you to be there or whatever. Just all I'm saying, man, is you got to be proactive instead of reactive.
Instead of reacting.
Fucking trying to,
right.
Yes. I'd be trying to fucking get you guys to understand. The only reason you fucking see something is so you can handle it. You don't see shit so it can handle you. That's backwards. You letting that situation handle you instead of you handling that situation. Don't that make a lot of sense, man?
A lot more sense. Instead of finding a way to lose, finding a way to win.
God damn it, that's what I'm talking about. That's exactly what I'm talking about. Fuck that loser bullshit. You use your head to win. And you can win. All you got to do is start doing that. You know, and if you do it, and the first two or three things go right, and then two or three things go wrong, so what? So what, man?
Mm-hmm.
Don't be fucked that. Life is going to ain't going to be no wine and roses. Only when you do great things and you get the rewards of getting to feel this wine and roses. I'm going to let you go, man, but if you want to get back, just hit one, all right?
Man, thank you, bud.
For sure. You see, you guys, the thing about being in this position, the position I'm in, you know, you get people that might really be listening to what I'm saying. So I take my position I'm real about my position. I make sure that I take care and thoroughly answer a question. Let me ask you this. You guys think about this. You know, I was talking that shit about sinful and shit. I ain't even into that right now. But what I want to ask you, just think about this. What if you brought that situation he was talking about to Socrates or Plato? Say, Socrates, I got some, you know, stuff going on, and my doggone woman is acting, and you explain it to him. Do you think Socrates is going to come out of that philosophical frame of mind enough to deal with the reality of your broad is acting fucked up right now? That kind of shit don't work in real life. That kind of shit works when you have a nice big chair that you can sit in and surround yourself with only the things you think. And then whenever life comes up, you don't deal with what you think. You deal with what Socrates or Plato would think, because they ain't even alive. That is the idiotic, most idiotic way ever heard a person explain how they live. But I'm here to say the only reason a motherfucker be in the streets like we be in the streets, or doing what we do, is so we can do what the fuck we want to do and think what the fuck we want to think. So, you know, I ain't got no problems with this nigga no more, because I didn't forgave his ignorance, but if he want to stay that way, that's on him. And if he does well, I'm happy for him. Because the thing about me, I'm doing good. I'm 3,000 words into a book on Too Short that I'm writing. Soon as I get through with that, I'm going to be fucking with a book concerning Mac Dre. And what I'm saying is I'm being commissioned to do this by Andre Nicotina. I got real shit going. I don't have to front on what I used to do or who I used to be, because I didn't used to do shit. And I didn't used to be nobody. I'm still doing what the fuck I used to do. I'm still the same motherfucker that I used to be. What I am doing is broaden my horizons to include more than one occupation or one way to get to my destiny. Because game provides that for you. Game make it to where you can live your life honestly. You don't have to lie to people. Man, it's one thing about me. And I know every one of you motherfuckers that's listening in tonight can vouch for this. You have not seen me fake shit. If a nigga gonna fake anything, he gonna lie about his straight A's. Because that's hard to do. Not lie about it. To get straight A's is hard to do. I did that shit. I earned all that fucking shit. Because I'm not just gonna talk shit. I fucking do what I say, and I'm going to do what I say. I don't need no, because I'm sure Socrates and Plato had some kind of sayings, you know, to make that shit clear to me. If you want to get an A, you must have to try your best, or whatever the fuck he was saying. I don't fucking know. But I didn't need that bastard to tell me shit. Nothing. All I needed was to think it. Because if I think it, too, what's up with you?
What's going on, Rosebud? This is Drew Bone, man. I had to twist one because you're touching on something that I intended to call tonight and talk about with you anyway, concerning on how you actually, you know, speak to us as young men. Because I had a guy that hit me on Facebook, and he hit me concerning you. And we was chopping it up, and one of the things he was trying to get understand was, how do I understand you? Not nothing negative, but how do you understand, or how do you take a Rosebud say? Because he felt like you run over him all the time. And I told him, I said, man, bottom line, I've been listening to Rosebud about 2 years. I said, and I realized the first thing I noticed listening to Rosebud, it was dangerous. Because you got to take heed to what Rosebud tell you, because Rosebud really lived this shit. And when you first take that step, the road of the path of Rosebud, you're going to face persecution. You're going to get challenged by every real situation that lifestyle acquires. Then,
well,
I told
let me ask you this, man. Wait. Everything you said, I understand it. But cut to the end. What the hell was the result of this conversation?
Well, the dude was supposed to hit me and told me he was going to call in, because I was telling him, basically, you really said it. You know, how you be serious about everything you saying is pretty much what I was telling the dude. I don't know if he on your lines. He's area code 346, but he, you know, I to hear you say that, I'm just sitting there smiling like, damn, I was just telling this nigga every fucking thing Rosebud saying right now. About how serious
he is. Check this out, Drew. See, the thing about me, and something that when I tell you this, you're going to remember me saying it before. But I live this, not the life. I live what I'm going to tell you. If me and you in a conversation, and I think me and you cool, and you're telling me about something you're thinking, there is no fucking way on earth I'm going to listen to what you're saying without trying to poke holes in it. Because I challenge you. I make you stand up. But what I'm saying is, I look for everything fucked up. Because if I can't find nothing fucked up, what does that mean?
Shit, a nigga on top of his game.
The nigga is on his shit. So to answer that nigga that was talking to you, you did handle it right. But you know, how do you take Rosebud? And you know, because you know he be jumped on me. I take him like that, because that's what that nigga gonna do. If you can be jumped on, he gonna jump on you. Period.
Well, I felt like this. I told him, I said, Rosebud, and it's just my bottom line truth to how I feel about you. He don't want no motherfucker listening to him to be ignorant of what they learning. Because if you don't understand what Rosebud's saying, you're going to be ignorant to what you learned, and you're going to go out there and fuck up and then blame Rosebud, and he ain't trying to be under that bullseye. He trying to make you understand every motherfucking thing he say before he say, I'm putting you back in the keyboard.
I'm going to fucking invent this motherfucking weapon that I can use over the phone, nigga, I'm going to kill your fucking ass. Do you hear me, motherfucker? I'm going business weapon. And I'm going to trick you. I'm going to fucking call you. And then I'm going to just shoot it through there. You ain't even know who it is. You going to wonder what the fuck happened. This nigga done shot something through my head and everything went blank. I don't know nothing no more. Nah, because, nigga, let me tell you something, nigga. The shit is not necessarily what I would say, but it doesn't matter that I wouldn't say it. What matters is how your interpretation of it is real. That's all that matters. Because a motherfucker that's speaking Spanish and a motherfucker that's speaking German, and they're both listening to a motherfucker that speaks English, they gonna hear that English talking bastard say some shit different. Although that English motherfucker said the same thing to both of them. They gonna interpret it different because their language is different. But the end result would be, you German ass motherfucker, did you interpret it like this? And if he did, great. You motherfucking, whoever I said it first, motherfucker, did you interpret it like this? Well, great, because if it's real, it's real, man. And I like people being intimidated, not intimidated by my anger or my jumping on them, intimidated by the fact they better not say nothing wrong. I want them thinking that. Because if you think like that, ain't no way in the world some bitch going to be able to get you off your job. You understand what I'm saying? If you think antagonistic all the time, ain't nobody antagonize your fucking ass. I antagonize myself much more than any motherfucker can because I know bottom line what I'm going to do next. The next motherfucker got to wait to see what I'm gonna do next. Already know what I'm gonna do next. So you know, in that case, you know, can't nobody antagonize me. But if a motherfucker, I might fuck with you on my group, nigga. I remember you hit me, and I told you you didn't have all the shit. You know, I'm telling you, man. I appreciate growth. Do you see where you at today versus where you were when we first started talking?
Man, hell yeah. Shit, y'all.
Well, let me ask you something else. Do you see where you at with the two versions, two parts of the chorus versus where you were when you got them?
Yeah, I see it all. Like, it's in there. Like, it ain't no taking it back.
Okay, I agree with that. But what I'm asking you is this, man. Does it register to you that even though before you got any parts of the course, I talked crazy to you, challenged your motherfucking ass, just like whoever called you was asking you about me, making you double think and triple think, and you don't know where the fuck you going. And I told you, man, in the end, man, everybody don't need the course. If you got some shit going for you, you know, you got some shit going for you. I ain't gonna lie. And I told you, nigga, you got some shit going for you. And later on, you decided to buy parts of the course. And you get it. And what I'm saying is this, Drew. Have you realized, even though you did know what you know, did you realize how much you saw from those two parts of the course?
Yeah. I think, man, you
okay.
Said, I can't sit on the app, but you said some shit that's stuck. Like,
hey,
what
I'm saying is this. When I asked you that question, you know, I guess I did want a yes or a no, but I really didn't. What I wanted was, do you see the value in the course? Otherwise,
yes, I do.
You know, because of what, though? I mean, I hope you can see it without giving it up, but what do you see?
It's like this.
Wait, let me say this. The reason what you have to say at this point is important is because I have acknowledged, I have admitted that, shit, man, some people don't need the course. And you definitely was qualifying. So whatever made you get it, made you get it. And this is why what you have to say is important. So, I mean, what is important? What did you get, if you understand what I'm asking?
It's like you dealt with the dual personality, not multiple. You dealt with, like, the man and then the spirit of what I was trying to accomplish just by talking to me. So when a person can talk to you and it hits you on a spiritual note, even though we're talking about, you know, life, the game, it's all the same to me. You was able to check the spirit and the man. And it ain't too many motherfuckers can do Drew Bone like that, but you did it. You know, you was checking the spirit in me. Because that spirit ain't going to let you lie to yourself. The man can lie all day long.
That's right.
But when you check the spirit in the motherfucker and the man in one sitting, that's hard to deny, you know, a motherfucker like that. You have to bow down and be submissive to him, you know, to what he got to say. You know, and that's
submissive.
Kind of what it was.
Not submissive. Acceptance. Accepting,
well,
not
acceptance.
Submissive. Yeah, you got to be accepting of what a motherfucker is saying, because you don't want to submit, because you don't have to submit to agree with me. All you have to do is agree. The motherfucker that thinks he has to submit does.
Yeah.
Hey, Drubo, even though I'm saying, nah, motherfucker has to submit to me, I'm also saying, I know there's motherfuckers that's going to think they do have to submit. You think I'm going to stop them? I got an ego too, man. So, to me, I wouldn't want to be in that group that submit. So, fuck you, Rosebud. You didn't say that verbally.
Yeah.
Hey, you didn't say that verbally, but ain't that what you said when it comes to that, nigga? Hey.
Yeah.
This is the kind of shit that you have to go through. You have to deal with the insecurity that everybody get from thinking about the unknown. And when you actually accomplish something, thinking all this bullshit. See, can't nobody, I could imagine you are one hard motherfucker to deal with now. I really can. I can imagine that, man. I just can't see no bitch having nothing to say to your motherfucking ass.
Right about that. shit they can say to me right now. Shit.
Well, check it out, man. I'm going to put you back in, but I love this shit, man. And I'm going to get at you, Drew Bone. Hey, what's your email?
PoosieLee@gmail.com.
Poosie Lee, yeah. Okay. I'm going to get at you, man, because I'm going to hook something up, man. I love hearing this shit. I hate you, but, you know, I love hearing this shit, man. All right, man, be cool. All right, you guys, you guys got to understand. Of course, I would love each and every one of you motherfuckers to hang by every word I say. But I know that's an egotistical type, you know, desire. And I know motherfuckers ain't going to conform like that. But what I also know is that when you run into motherfuckers that's actually been using the shit you're saying, and they've actually become proactive instead of reactive. Proactive means you do something before something happens. But that's not the kind of proactive. I'm talking about. Reactive is you do something after something happens. Proactive is this, and when I'm using it. Let's say this woman is like, you feel this woman thinking about leaving you or whatever, so you figure out this, that, and the other is going on. At first, let me ask you this. If you think your woman is getting ready to leave you, and, you know, what do you do? Do you worry about it? Somebody hit me. What do? If you think your woman is leaving you or getting ready to leave you, unhappy, however you want to look at it or say it, what do you do? See, because this is the defining point of being proactive or reactive. And let's go with this. I see you, 347. What's up?
Yeah, I came to answer your question, man.
Come on.
Yeah, the question was, what do I think if the bitch is about to leave me?
Yeah.
That's, yeah, well, my answer is, I'm going to pack up my fucking bags and tell her, bye, bitch.
Okay, check this out. Everybody
mm-hmm.
listening, your response was a strong response. Because a motherfucker can make a strong thought. But you know why that is the weakest thing to do? Before I answer, think about what I just asked you. Why is that the weakest thing to do? And think of something. It don't have to be right or wrong. Just think about this, because this is how you be proactive. Not reacting, because that's what you did. You reacted. The bitch gonna leave, so you finna help that bitch leave, and fuck you, bitch. That's a very strong reaction. That ain't no punk in you. You ain't tripping on no, but that ain't got no game in it, man, because the motherfucker don't run no bitch away. The motherfucker pimp her away. Motherfucker make her leave because of the pressure you putting on her motherfucking ass. Because when can you not afford to get 900 or whatever the bitch getting today? You can only afford to not get it when the bitch ain't getting it for you. Other than that, you got to prepare. You making yourself not get it. You and that ain't blessed. What part of the game is that? So, what do you think?
Well, excuse me. We are talking about the Down and Dirty show. I forgot we are talking about some pimping and hoeing around this motherfucker. So you are 100% right. You definitely pimp the bitch
okay.
away when you feel like the bitch is about to blow. No doubt about that.
Okay. Now, you pimp her away. That's also reacting. Being proactive is saying, man, that fucking bitch about to blow. Then you start thinking, man, what would make a motherfucking bitch in her position want to fucking trip like that? You know, and then you start looking at her position. You start checking this. You start checking that. And you're going to choose one or two things that the bitch may be tripping on. And now being proactive, you're going to handle those two things. You're not going to handle her leaving. You're not going to even address her leaving. You're going to handle what the fuck is making her want to leave. You handle that shit, the bitch ain't going nowhere. You ain't got to be no punk. You know, you a thinker, and that's why the bitch won't think like that again, because you can outthink her fucking ass, because being proactive is really making your thoughts work for you in real time. Reactive is letting your thoughts just allow you to accept what's going on. Now, does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Well, that was a slow yeah. I wanted to make sense. What didn't make sense?
It absolutely makes sense, but that's not something that I would do. But I can totally understand where you're coming from. 100%.
Wait, because you was on just kicking it with me, but realizing this is Down and Dirty by Game. You said I would do that, blah, blah, blah. Clarifying where you at. Okay.
Yeah.
But listen to this.
I'm listening.
Listen to this. I've always stated that I do two shows. They are about what they're about. But there is nothing different between what I say to either one of you. The application of the information is different. But what I'm saying is, just think about this right quick. And don't think about no pimping. Don't think about no hoeing. Just think about being you, a big old ass square, fucking with a bitch that you're trying to check for whatever we was talking about. And tell me.
Okay.
You can see a different way to deal with it that will be strong.
I could.
Because there's no
different
way to deal with it. No. Go ahead. Do it. Tell me.
A different way from the way that I said, which was.
No. What I'm saying is, if you allow yourself to think about the game as far as pimping and hoeing, you miss the message when it comes to dealing with a man and a woman. Because a man. a pimp is a man before he's a pimp. A woman is a hoe is a woman before she's a hoe. So if you're dealing with a man and a woman, not a pimp and a hoe, a man and a woman, the same things that I said will apply. It's just that your thought process about these same things aren't the same. Because when you talk about the bitch, you know, leaving, you know, and you're a pimp, you're thinking about, you know, pimping that bitch away. Ain't that a bitch? But if you're thinking about the bitch leaving and you a square, you still, if that's the case, don't want her to leave. So you got to think proactively. You can't be reactive. It's proactive.
Well,
is proactive.
Well,
well, go ahead. Hey, that's what we do, man. Let's kick it.
Well, you said if she want, if the bitch want to leave, I don't want no bitch that don't want to stay with me. You understand what I'm saying? So if she wants
so
to
then,
leave,
so then listen to this first. No, we got to address them when they come. So listen, bitches are emotional. 99.9% of what they think is emotional. Now, with you knowing that, and you being a rational thinking man, would you, as a square ass motherfucker, allow a bitch to leave because you see that she thinks she want to leave?
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you what I would do as a big old square.
Okay.
Because I'm a big old square right motherfucking now. I'm going to see whatever the hell I think. I'm a science on it. And I'm going to say, girl, you probably tripping on the idea of this and thinking like that, Bob. And I'm going to say whatever I say. But what I'm doing is being proactive because I'm going to see and address what I think is the situation before the situation actually occurs. Now, if you wait for it to occur, no matter what you do, you're being reactive. But if you do the shit, whatever you do, before it occurs, you're being proactive. So what I'm saying is if I'm being proactive with a hoe and I'm a pimp, of course I'm going to be proactive thinking about everything to tell her to make sure I get paid and make sure she keep on wanting to pay me. But if I'm being proactive as a square with the same situation, being proactive is only making her see that she's tripping right now, being emotional. And if you want to let your emotions handle you, you're going to end up missing me. Otherwise, baby, handle your emotions or they're going to handle you. But those, me being two men, I handle both of them the same way. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I understand what you're saying.
Do you agree?
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, to me, this is what game is about. Different concepts, different perceptions, all of this shit goes in the mix. You know, it don't come out the way I would have thought it would come out, but whatever way it come out, I'm going to deal with it with the way I think. I'm not going to let it come out and then it's going to make me change how I think so I can deal with what came out. No. And I don't want you to do that no more because that's the one mistake you made.
Oh, let me
you
ask you a question.
Come on.
How did you word that question exactly? One more time. The first question. How did you word it?
I don't even remember. I don't remember.
Okay.
Let me tell you why.
Because I was going to. Okay, go ahead.
No, let me tell you. Let me tell you why. This is why it's very important that you revisit the archives. Because to you, this is, let me, so you'll know, this is 40 minutes in, something like that. So you can go into the archives somewhere like that, and you'll be able to hear this in its entirety. But I don't never remember how a question or some is stated because it's live and it's real. I ain't got it wrote down. You know, if I'm going to say, come see the cat, I might say, come see the cat. Or I might say, come over here and check this shit out. Or I might say, goddamn, you ain't never seen no goddamn shit like I'm finna show you. I mean, it's 100 ways I can say, come see the cat.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? So I don't know what I actually said. But what you know is something was said. Something that for you could really clear a lot of shit up. So you go back to this after it's in the archives. You go back to it. You go like 40 minutes in or maybe 35 minutes in and start listening to us. And listen to the original question.
Well, let me just say why I asked that and what. Well, let me just say why I asked that, why I can agree with you, because if the question was that I know that the bitch want to leave, I'm 100% stand on my answer. And if the question, but if the question was if I think that the bitch want to leave, then I can definitely see what you're talking about 100% and being proactive in the situation, being square.
Okay, but wait, let's take what you said. Let's take what you said. Let's take what you said. Hey, Treon, I got you. I seen you here. Hold on. Hey, let's take what you're saying. There's only one way you can know that the bitch thinking about leaving. And how is that?
The bitch telling me.
No. The bitch gone. You come home, stick a key in the door, all her clothes gone, look like a whirlwind and hit through there. Bitch ain't got nothing there, all her makeup gone, everything. The bitch gone. That's the only fucking way you gonna know. Other than that, it's a possibility. She could be putting you up on something, but ain't nothing gonna happen unless it comes through the filtering you provide. Just because the bitch said, I am so miserable, I can't stand being in here. God damn it, you make me sick. You know, that don't mean that bitch leaving. Because if you like me, I'm going to say you supposed to be miserable around me, motherfucker. Because if I ain't happy 100%, you ain't going to be happy 100%. Don't try to get something out the game I ain't get. Come on, man. That bitch going to look at me and start trying to say something else. And I'll be on top of that shit, too. Because I know what to tell a bitch. Stay on the line, 347. Trey, come on, man. What you got?
Hey, Rosebud, man. First thing, I just want to tell you happy birthday, man, for last week.
Hey, thanks, man. I appreciate it, man. Hey, you guys, before you say something, Treon, hey, you guys, this is one of my favorite alumni. He ain't black. You can hear that. So I ain't love black. I love black people. That ain't my thing. I love motherfuckers that are mountain climbers. You know, and these motherfuckers see Kilimanjaro as the mountain that they want to camp. Client. This motherfucker, Australian or Austria, wherever the fuck he's from, go to Japan. Don't speak none of the language. And me and him hook up. And whatever the fuck he's finna say right now, which I don't know what it is, I know I'm gonna be agreeing with it because this motherfucker has grown. Hey, I'm talking about seriously grown. He now speaks some Japanese shit. He understands lingo. Otherwise, up can mean looking at the sky, or up can mean doing the right thing. Hey, I'm up on that. That means you're doing the right thing. I'm up on that. Could be you on top of it. This motherfucker done did homework. Come on, Treon. What?
That was a hell of an introduction, man. Come on.
Come on, man.
Man, so you said one thing to that caller, and when he gave his initial response, you said, in reality, that was the weakest thing you could say. And I agree with you, because what that was a purely emotional reaction. And that's, I mean, the woman... the woman's coming to you with... The woman's coming to you with emotion. So if you react with emotion, then she just loses total respect for you at that point. You can't act the same way that she's going to act. She's coming with you for emotion for you to be solid.
Well, see, what was that last statement? She's coming to you with emotions for you to be what?
Solid.
Solid.
Yeah, she doesn't want you to be like her. She wants you to be a man.
Okay, so what I'm saying is this. You heard the old saying that water seeks its own level. Otherwise, if there is a level ground, level playing area, water is going to just remain stagnant. But if there's a tilt in any way, water is going to give in to the tilt. Otherwise, if the tilt is on your side, then you're going to get all the water. And if it's on her side, she's going to get all the water. See, the thing about what you just said, what makes it so strong, is that the balancing act that you are able to do, you probably never looked at it like this, but you balance so much shit so quickly. You balance two languages. I mean, it's not like a Japanese person coming to America or something, because they're going to work there, blah, 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 and they fucking learn the language so they can communicate. Because that language stays structured in the business communication. Whatever that fucking Japanese person learns is going to be English, but it's going to be toward business. You are learning to talk. That is, you learning to talk, period. You're learning to do what they do when they're like 6 months old. They start learning to talk. They don't learn business. They don't try to fucking say the right thing for technology. They just learn to talk. And that's what you're doing. But at the same time, you tailoring that shit so you can get at their bitches. If you're not a sneaky, conniving, conceited, selfish motherfucker, I don't even know any. This is why, I mean, I've never met this brother. We haven't even did a Skype type of face-to-face talk. I just love what he be saying. I just love it because he attacks. And he know how to hold back. I mean, I don't know what you had to say, but I want you to at least finish it without me interrupting. This brother, 8347, you still there?
I'm here, man.
Hey, first of all, did you hear him say he agreed that that shit was weak?
Yeah, I heard that shit.
Okay. Now, let's not say... You said, I heard that shit because that's what I heard. let's say you said that because you didn't hear it, not because you didn't like it. Because to me, first of all, do you accept someone hearing what you're saying as weak?
In this scenario or in general?
In general. Because I knew you would have preferred me to say in this scenario so you could answer. I'm so much sharper. But a second. Come on, man. See, this way you got to be honest. Come on, man.
Would I accept it? Yeah, I accept it.
Okay. Let me ask you something. Treon, I want you to chime in on this, too. But 347, can you ever imagine a time where you would be talking to a woman and this woman hears some weak shit you say and she would stop you? Hold on, man. You know, if you want to keep talking to me, you know, that goddamn shit is weak. I don't want to hear this weak shit. Can you imagine anything like that going on?
I could imagine a bitch saying that shit and being out of her motherfucking mind and me not believing it. But go ahead.
You can imagine these knuckleheads, you know, today saying this shit. Okay. But what I'm really saying is, Treon, that's not going to happen. He may have one time saw that happening, but he don't see it happening anymore because he's so much sharper of a person to allow that to happen. Because that's what people don't understand. Don't nothing fucking happen to you unless you invite it or allow it. And if you check shit, if you always think shit is fucked up, you're going to be always looking for those little holes to plug. And when you fucking plug them, and now you're still at this same thing you at, you're going to realize you can go ahead with it now because there's nothing fucked up. There's nothing can leak out. I didn't plug everything. I'm proactive. I see everything. Now, that doesn't mean you won't ever lose. But what it do mean is when you do lose, it ain't throwing you because there's a such thing as losing. But it's never a such thing as being a loser. Both of you guys, I want to hear your responses to that. 347, you first.
My response is to what? You not being, never being a loser?
Well, I mean, that was the last thing I said, but yeah, but, you know, otherwise, having the mentality of always being aggressive, always wanting to win, always knowing there's a possibility of losing, and when you do lose, accepting that loss, but not accepting you're a loser.
Well, in my eyes, you're never really a loser because even though if you did, you say take a loss, man. You actually win because you learn a valuable lesson and you get an experience with whatever situation. And when you deal with that situation again, you know how to combat that with the right reaction or being proactive.
Okay, think of this right here, caller. First and foremost, I'm kind of torn, but I'm going to say you don't have my shit. Right.
Is that a question or a statement? Hey, there's a question.
Well,
nope.
Okay. So what I'm saying is, Treyon, caller, remember your answer. Treyon, what did you think about what I spoke on as far as the same thing he just responded to?
You know, if you're gonna take a loss, you're definitely gonna learn something from it. But you're not looking for the loss, you're looking for the win. And therefore you're gonna take action to support winning in the future.
God damn it.
You're gonna
Treyon, I got this fucking shit I'm inventing that's gonna work through the phone. I'm gonna kill you too, man. You fucking say to, hey, caller 347, do you hear the difference? Yes, you can lose. Yes, all that bullshit you said. But the one thing Treyon said that will never allow him to go through any of the shit you said is because he'd be looking for how to win. You still accept looking how to lose. Caller, this is a significant shit for you to think, and I hope you really take the time to think about it.
No. I disagree with that. Mm-mm.
Okay. Go. Mm-mm.
Yeah,
well,
I'm not looking how to lose.
Give me your position.
I'm not looking how to lose, but the question was, if you have lost, but you're not a loser, you do have to accept that you have lost, and I said, If you did lose, you still win because you learned something from that situation, that experience.
I'm not going to disagree with that, Ben, but your philosophical ground or basis is weak. I mean, you can believe that, and if you want to believe it, fine, man. But what I'm saying is if you look for a loss and you receive a loss, you lost. You just got to be a big enough person to not be a loser. And that is difficult. That's very difficult. If it wasn't, all people would have to do is say what you said. Oh, yeah, I can lose without being a loser. But if that's the case, it would be way more professional in any sports, in anything, because you can't. Not you, but the average person can't do that shit. They got to learn how to do that shit. Hey, Treyon, initially, yeah, when you was like 2 days, 3 days in Japan, and the motherfucking bitch is looking at you, walking on top of your goddamn shoes, you know, you being Sir Galahad, throwing your goddamn coat down in the puddle of the water, this bitch is kicking your coat out the motherfucking way. Did you feel like a loser?
I didn't feel like a winner, man.
Okay. You be honest. He's honest.
That was before the call.
A lot of dudes would do what you did, 347. They would make sure they don't agree with being a loser. See, but you are a loser in that instance. But, well, you did lose in that instance, but you're not a loser. This is something you have to be able to distinguish. Now, hey, I've been talking for an hour, and my voice, you know, I've been sick, so my voice is kind of going. I don't want to get off.
Mm-hmm.
I just want you guys to know that that's what you're hearing. But what I'm saying is, the kind of dude Trayon is right now, he's never going to get tired. Let's say he's only got a half a tank of gas. And what he wanted to do involving chasing bitches, fucking with these Japanese-ass motherfuckers, requires three-fourths of a tank of gas. The average motherfucker wouldn't even go out because they can't get the other quarter till tomorrow. See, Trayon, I'm not saying he will run out of gas, but I do believe that motherfucker going to use every last drop that he can use and get back home so he can get at these bitches. That's what's important. That's what's important. Becoming a motherfucker for all seasons when it comes to women. And that's what we talk about. On Down and Dirty, of course, we're not, at this moment, we ain't talking about pimping the bitch. But we talking about having the mentality to be able to pimp a bitch. And if you don't want something from her, how you going to pimp her? But even if you a square, Trayon, let me ask you something. 347, I'm asking you the same question. So listen, Trayon, when you meet whoever you meet, you at work, you're taking the train home or whatever, you meet some bro, do you want something from her?
Of course.
No.
And
I
want
I don't
the same
hear,
thing
course,
from all of them.
But do you, I know you answered it, but I don't want that general shit. Do you want something from her? The answer is yes or no.
Yes.
Now, what? Is it something specific you want or in general you want from her?
I'm looking for in general. I want to see
stop.
That she's...
Wait, stop. Let me ask you something. Be honest. Did you take a chance and say that answer, or did you really, you know, is that that's what your answer is? It doesn't matter which one. I just want to know.
I didn't think. I just said what was in my mind.
Because you're being real. Because a person in his shoes looking for anything specific is looking to get sent home crying. Whereas if you're looking for general responses, it could be that when you asked her this, she looked at her shoe and wanted to tie her shoe. And you can see something in that. What I'm saying is if you do it like Trey is doing it, he going to see what he wants. He going to see it. If he get it, he get it. If he don't, he don't. But he going to see it. What about you, 347?
Yeah, the answer is yes. And the other answer, the second part of the answer is whatever I want.
Well, I feel this. I feel this is informative to you. But I feel it's not going to really inform you until you listen to it in the archives. Because you gotta check what you're saying in comparison to what Trayon is saying. And you gotta understand this. Trayon's shit is coming in a culture totally different from his, whereas yours is coming from a culture may not be the same, but it's almost the same. Seems to me you should be having a much easier time at achieving the things that he's Trayon is actually achieving. Trayon might not be fucking every bitch you want to, you know, fuck. And I'm not going to say you are either or not. I'm not going to say either or. I'm just saying when it comes to what you're doing, these things are important, man, and you got to goddamn answer every fucking question so that you can win, because that is what Trayon has done. It's been some months. He didn't just start fucking with me last month. It's been some months. But every question that came up to him concerning winning in Japan, he did not run from it. And when I told him, motherfucker, you can't even speak the language, how you go goddamn catch the bitch? He said, with that deep ass voice, you know what? But you're right. And the next thing I know, this motherfucker got 9, 10 different ways to tell that bitch, look, you fine motherfucker, I want to fuck with you. That's dope to me, man. That's just the real shit. So you guys, 347, I'm going to put you back in. You got anything else you want to say?
Nope.
All
oh,
right,
yeah,
brother.
Actually, I do, get man. Actually, hello?
Go ahead.
Yeah, actually, I wanted to say I love it when we kick it like this, man. You know what I mean? I don't like being just no agreeance as a nigga, man. I definitely like to hear different sides of shit. And I love it because it made me 100 times sharper for the next time I call up.
You know, bro, this is dope because I was going to ask you, man, did you get anything out the call? But you already answered.
You ain't even got to ask.
Because, hey, I ain't kissing your ass and you ain't kissing mine. So we finna be real. And you be cool, man. I got a lot more. Hey, Trayon. I every time I ask you to see this hit number or whatever you call it, I know it's you, I think it's you. Sometimes it's somebody else. But you know what, man? I fucking love you, man. You are one motherfucker that really supports my philosophy. And it's not about you are so sure. It's about you ain't scared to be sure. You ain't scared to be unsure. You get a thrill from doing something that can end up not the way you thinking. Whereas the average motherfucker get fear from that, it charges you. And when you get in that situation, 9 out of 10 times, it's going to end up the way you want it. Even though 9 out of 10 times you be thinking, oh man, this is going to be fucked up. or you accept
right.
It could be fucked up. But it don't be. Because you trust you, man. The situation
right.
You don't necessarily trust. You know, this could end up like this. This could end up like that. But since I'm in it, it's going to end up like it almost always does, Trayon. You know, I mean, I got a couple of guys, but you are one of the motherfuckers that really grew. I mean, really fucking grew. To the extent that you know how to explain it, to the extent you ain't scared to call in and try to explain it. I mean, you know, you in Japan. I don't really know the time difference right now, but it's whatever time it is here, it's whatever time it is there. You got motherfuckers on the East Coast, and it's only 3 hours different. They'll be talking about the time. How full of shit are they, man? Well, I know you where you at, no matter what time difference it is, even if it's only 4 hours. Matter of fact, what time is it where you at, man?
It's midday here right now.
So it is only, it's only four, it's 5 hours different. But
right.
That's nothing to you, bro. Because what you do is you go get it. And that's what I love, man. So I'm going to put you back in. And Trayon, I got something for you. As you in the group and all of that, but you got to go to my fucking Facebook page and see that new email address and send the shit.
All right.
But when you send it, I'm going to send something back with it for you that your motherfucking ass going to love, because I think, well, not supportive, but I think you've been a real representative of what my course can do. And it's like, you should be rewarded.
Let me just say this, man.
Wait. I cut you off. Go ahead.
Let me just say this, man. I support you because, you know, the shit that you've taught me, I've actually used and it's worked. And my message to the other alumni that maybe have the course and don't call in as often is try the shit, you know, try the shit and call in, and you're going to get 10 times the benefit you'll get just from listening to the course.
All right, man. Look for me, man. I will be at you. All right, bro.
All right, man.
Later. Okay. See you guys. This kind of shit is what I live for. Because, I mean, I do, you know, I got my little paper. I got all my little notes, my little bullets. So I got all kind of shit about it. You know, shit like that, man. But I don't want to fucking talk about this goddamn bullshit. I want to talk about the shit like just now. Real shit coming up right now from different situations. Hey, the cold part about it, I am absolutely sure nothing you can bring to me is going to make me deviate from my premise of being a man. But it's going to be so many different types of situations that come up that we're all going to benefit from, which is why I just want to keep fucking with this, man. This is dope. So listen, it should be obvious. Well, it should be obvious, but I know a lot of you motherfuckers are used to faking. And you really rolled in on the short bus to school. And you'd be faking like you rode the regular bus. I can tell who you are because I have clearly laid out a roadmap on how to approach a woman and garner all of her, not some, all of her attention. And how is this accomplished? How do a person who have had an enormously unsuccessful career at catching women, how do he change that? See, I know there's got to be, you know, one person out there who has taken what I say to heart. And I see that there's Trayon. He, at least he's on here today. And this motherfucker would win whatever I had for him to win if it was something to win right now. And he took a sign and oath to himself, you know, that he was going to see if this shit that I taught really worked. So I want to hear from some others of you actually trying my shit. In the meantime, I'm going to kick it with you about some other important things you should know. Do you know how important it is to have manners? I mean, manners are just as important as the belief system you have to live by. First, we're going to talk about manners. Then, we're going to go on to what you believe in. And the one thing I want you guys to see is that I don't randomly talk. All my sentences are deadly because they have something that you're going to learn from. When you out and about, and you on the hunt, why would you depend on a conversation to catch a woman? I don't. Trayon used to. But he's learning how not to depend on the conversation. You see, Trayon is learning to depend on him to catch. Because I've shown him that what catches. It's not your command of the conversation. It's what you do. It's the command that you have over what you allow a woman to see in you. You know, I'm going to use all of my masculine wiles to get whoever this proud, whoever she is, to notice me. This brings me to a point. Have any of you developed your masculine wiles? Do any of you motherfuckers know what that is? Sorry about that. Do any of you know what masculine wiles are? You see, women use their feminine wiles on dudes all the time. Once did your motherfucking slow ass, short bus taking ass, think to develop your wiles, your masculine wiles to counter what this bitch does with her feminine wiles. Now this shit means that if I see a woman getting ready to sit down, and I'm near enough, I mean, I can't be across the room, but if I'm near, I'm just going to say, allow me. You know, as I pull her seat out to allow her to sit down. And when she says thanks, I'm going to say, yeah, my pleasure, ma'am. But I ain't going to say shit to her after that. I'm going on my way with the knowledge her eyes are burning a hole in my back. See, intrigue is something you have to know how to use to your advantage. And anything that leaves a woman to guess, oh, God, that is intriguing to her. All women are the kind of people who must know. They just feel they got to know. They think they know it all, and, you know, some of them are sharp as fuck and know quite a bit more than they should be doing. And they think you're going to know where you're coming from. You know, you're just not exciting to them, if that's the case. See, I know a woman dealing with me is wondering what kind of dude I am, because she is used to, you know, a dude following that polite gesture of, you know, pulling the chair off her to sit down with a come on. See, coming on to her at that point would put her right in the position to forget all about how much of a gentleman you were to motherfucking pull her chair out. And now she's on her rejection horse. That's how women think. Doing it this way leaves her to wonder, you know, what I'm about. Doing it the way I say do it just leaves her to wonder what I'm about. I'm going to be polite. I'm going to, you know, pull that chair and sit up. But I can say something to you, bitch. I ain't got shit to say. Ooh, I'm gone. She's just going to wonder. And she's going to actually pay attention to my every move while I'm in her sight. You know, now that I know I got her fucking attention, I'm just going to ignore that motherfucking bitch to the end of the night. And there is no way that motherfucker is not coming in my vicinity at one point in the evening. I already know that. When she does, I may not get at her. It depends on if she eyes me as she approaches. You know, going wherever she's going. I don't know, she could be going to get a drink. And it's like near me, but she ain't really walking up on me. But if she's looking at me, yeah. I know, excuse me, I know the bitch not coming directly up to me. You know, my not speaking to her after I was polite to her motherfucking ass got her tripping. And she's a little afraid of a motherfucker that's strong enough to do that. See, this is the little cat and mouse game women love to play. And they love to play it with dudes who let them do it. If I do say something to the bitch, it's going to be something challenging. You know, I may say, it took you that long to muster up enough nerve to come to see if you can feel the attraction I have for you. Man, all I need is a smile. And I would say, when you come from the ladies' room, stop off here. You know, let me whisper some precious things and I might be thankful to you. I'm going to do this. I don't care if the bitch like it. or like what I'm saying at that moment, I'm going to see if she do what I said to. Now, if you notice, manners got me to action. But not displaying them is what's going to catch this motherfucking bitch. See, I just have to know how to play my hand. You know, she's on her way back from the ladies' room. And when she gets close to me, it looks as if she's going to keep going. So what do? I step in front of that bitch with a giant smile, and I ask her, can you stop trying to look so goddamn fine and come over here? And then I'm going to make a gentlemanly gesture towards the seat. This is all about the ABPs. I tell you about them. I'm always playing. I'm going to pull the seat out for her and I'm going to allow her to sit. But I know from her action, all I have to do is charm her with my charisma. And I can take bitch with me. Now, if you notice, manners played a big part in that scenario. But it is only the bait. Otherwise, you know, doing something for her, showing her this, that, and the other, is just the bait. You still have to be a hell of a fisherman to catch this motherfucking bitch when you play like this. See, I ain't offering the bitch a drink. I'm going to say two or three things to her, then I'm going to tell that bitch something to make her laugh, and when that bitch do laugh, I'm going to announce that I'm gone. Because laughing, to me, is a sign for you to stop fucking with the bitch. Not that it's bad. It's a good thing. You want her to laugh. But I'd rather leave on a laugh. You know, when I'm get up, I'm going to drop my card on there and I'm going to tell her to call me in an hour and a half. But before I actually leave, I'm going to tell her, you don't have to call. But if you do, if you don't call, you're going to regret it. If you do, it's going to be the best thing you did in a long fucking time. Conversations such as this one shows a woman that you are not to be taken lightly. And if she bite on any line I use, I block and hammer. And so does she. This is why it's so intriguing to her. My manners and my attitude are so different. Big thing. The big difference that she sees is that I believe in myself. She sees that. I have a tenet. It's like a rule. It's something to live by. And I do live by it. My tenet is a principle all of you can live by. And it's simple. My tenet is I believe that what I think has covered all of the important bases I need to cover in order to think what I'm thinking. And I'm not going to wait for any woman to okay what I say or do. I only need her to notice and accept what I do or not. Fellas, don't lie because some woman or women do not accept what you said, you'll see that it's really the exact opposite. You live for when a woman accepts what you say. I don't care about a woman who, has not accepted what I said to be the absolute shit. If you're the kind of person who needs approval, you need approval for the things you do or the things you think, then you are the right person for the women out there today. Women fucking prey on dudes who have a belief strong enough, who don't have a belief strong enough to stand on. They listen to that weak shit you say and see your insecure body language and they say, they see you as a mark. And like I said, how do a person who's had an enormously unsuccessful career at catching women change that? And the answer is you change it by making it a point to see the things in you to believe in. And if you don't have shit right now to believe in, then you better get some. Is this why you listen to my show? Get something from the shit I talk. Take your ass right out after this show and spit it abroad. No, actually, spit it everybody you see. Start believing this shit is what you are supposed to do. You guys just don't get how really powerful my courses are, especially for you in this regard. My course is the fuel you're going to need to go the distance. It makes you dig into yourself and pull the things I'm talking about out of you. Comes from you because of how I get you to dig into yourself, find that inner strength, and pull it out to use. And if you understand one thing, understand you are the shit if you allow yourself to develop. If developing into an alpha male with something any motherfucker could do, you would have already done it. So take it from me. It ain't easy, but it is very doable. With the right guidance, you're going to find that you have all it takes to do something amazing. And that's change. Now, look, I got about 10 or 15 more damn bullets. Well, I'm not in the fucking, you know, you motherfuckers ain't talking. Fuck you guys. Hey, I'll be on YouTube. I'll be on my Ask Rosebud show. I'll be on the Down and Dirty show. But I'm not going to be on either one of them motherfuckers if you guys ain't really kicking it. Now, tonight we had a lot of conversations, so I ain't mad. I'm actually, you know, satisfied with tonight's show. But what I'm not satisfied with is right now. Because we got, if that's the case, 5 more minutes and I could be answering questions as opposed to just shutting off because I don't want to just be talking to myself. All right. I'm with you. I'm out.